It wasn't even 7 in the morning and the goddamn town was almost at a standstill, thanks to the machine that Wolf's Landing had become. Carrie jerked his motorcycle, an old Harley Fat Boy that he'd owned since he'd been 17, around the crowds and headed toward the outskirts. Riding was something he'd rarely done before the television show made downtown Blue Water Bay impossible to navigate by car. With the Fat Boy, he could maneuver through the traffic. An obnoxious move, to be sure, but hell, he knew enough about survival not to give a shit. Finally, he made it past the worst of the log jam of cars. The joke was that they wanted to give Blue Water Bay residents a taste of L.A. traffic, and found a spot in front of the small coffee house next to the indie bookshop owned and run by Rex, his best friend, Champion, and Conscience, all rolled into one. He swore the letter he'd stuffed in the pocket of his leather jacket was burning a hole in his chest. He rubbed a hand over his heart, and the smooth leather calmed him momentarily as he slammed into the coffee shop, the glass door swinging wildly, the bells chiming loudly. Rex was already seated, staring at him, shaking his head as Carrie practically vibrated over to the table. "You are freaked the fuck out," Rex noted dryly as a greeting, but that's how they rolled. They'd known each other since they'd been 12, and there was never any standing on ceremony between them. Rex was sitting with his back against the wall, his wide football player shoulders creating a black outline against the white wall behind him. "Not like I didn't warn you." Carrie grabbed the letter out of his jacket pocket, letting the cool paper of the envelope linger against his fingertips for just a few seconds before dropping it on the table in front of his friend.